The federal government's been fiercely criticised this morning by one of its own over its decision to allow a visit by three Chinese warships during the 30th anniversary of the Tiananmen Square massacre. In an opinion piece in The Australian today, Liberal Senator Concetta Fiorovanti-Well says the decision to approve the visit demonstrates Beijing can dictate terms and we just acquiesce. The Senator says she holds group thinkers in Scott Morrison's cabinet responsible for what she describes as appeasement. The warships in question will leave Sydney Harbour today while the federal government considers whether to notify the public in advance of future naval visits. Here's defence correspondent Andrew Green.
Over the past 4 days, the presence of three Chinese warships at Sydney's Garden Island has produced angry confrontations between nationalists and anti-Beijing protesters.
We are Chinese citizens and you are the Chinese traitor.
The arrival of the warships on Monday had been tightly held information. Not even New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian was told in advance. That day, Prime Minister Scott Morrison was in the Solomon Islands and acknowledged that the public had been caught off guard.
This was a program of a reciprocal visit. They were returning from counter-drug trafficking operations in the Middle East. And that is a further demonstration of the relationship that we have. And this had been in train for some time. So it may have been a surprise to others, but it certainly wasn't a surprise to the government.
What the Prime Minister didn't say, or perhaps didn't know, was that the Chinese warships had been busy just prior to arriving in Sydney. According to several official Chinese state news accounts read by AM, the 31st Escort Task Force of the People's Liberation Army Navy conducted live fire exercises west of Australia in an area described as the South Indian Ocean. The distant ocean is a big stage for military training, the commander of the task force was quoted as saying last month. When the task force eventually arrived in Sydney, it was on the eve of 30th anniversary commemorations for the Tiananmen Square massacre, a point not lost on senior government and defence figures, but one played down by Scott Morrison.
No, I think any reading into timings could be subject to a bit of overanalysis.
At around lunchtime today, the Chinese warships will depart Garden Island Naval Base, leaving behind an active debate inside defence and government over how best to handle future visits. Defence Personnel Minister Darren Chester.
It's a question, I think, of making sure we're taking the public into our confidence, explaining the movements of ships right around Australia. So I think we can work with the public on explaining when ships are coming and going. We can do that into the future.
That's Defence Personnel Minister Darren Chester ending that report by Andrew Green.